Welcome to another episode of Pit Pass NASCAR. I am your host, Mike Jokum. Frenchie is here. Thank you to Ryan Preece for joining last week. It was a really fun interview to accomplish there, so I'm really happy with how that turned out. We will hopefully have some more interviews coming up, probably not for a couple weeks at this point, maybe early May, as I haven't done too many requests. And next week, we'll have a very short episode. The week after, there will be a guest host while I'm on vacation. So tune in if you want. I have no idea who's doing it with Frenchie, so have fun. And yeah, so I guess, Frenchie, you have a non-racing question to start, so I will turn it over to you. But before I do, please remember, check the show notes, sign up for Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code PPN. It will be greatly appreciated. They are with us for at least the next 5.5 months. So, you know, essentially most of the racing season right now. So check it out. They've got some awesome stuff going on there. The NASCAR stuff goes up on Thursdays for the weekend. And IndyCar will have Indy 500 stuff. F1 is up on Thursday or Friday of race weekend. So, you know, plenty of racing. But if you want to indulge in other fantasy sports, there is daily baseball, basketball, and hockey right now. Am I missing any other sports? And obviously there's daily football during football season, but it's not football season. All right, your turn.
Well, don't say that, because I was in DC this past weekend for a Nats game and the UFL was playing there. So apparently there is a spring football season now.
That's not real football.
The Rock says otherwise. And I wouldn't argue with that man.
I think The Rock is a fascinating man, but he was also in Philadelphia for whatever garbage WrestleMania is and was making fun of the Eagles. So, like, right now, like, I'm kind of just, like, indifferent on The Rock.
That is a pretty scary thought, because the Phillies were the ones playing the Nats this past weekend. And, I mean, I know Philadelphia sports fans are legendary in maybe not so positive ways in a lot of and Phillies fans did not disappoint. They were very let's say
loud,
yeah, passionate, outspoken,
yeah.
But however, I do enjoy, because I've never seen this in person, I've only seen videos of it, when Bryce Harper comes back up to bat, the boos that he gets in the next stadium are hilarious, because I think it got in his head.
Many years ago, when I lived in Boston, my brother and I went to a Red Sox-Yankees game, and it was the season after Alex Rodriguez had served his year-long suspension or hip surgery. It was one or the other that, like, he missed most of a full season at that point. And as a Yankees fan, you know, I dressed in, like, neutral colors because I was not brave enough at the time. And Alex, we went to the game. We actually had really good seats. We were like 7 or 8 rows off to the left of the first base dugout, and you're not far from home plate, and we saw A-Rod hit his 600th career home run, I think, or, you know, it was a big milestone home run. And the
did steroids spill out of him as he did it?
The level of vileness that came from the crowd after he hit this, like, listen, I am not defending anything A-Rod did, but as a Yankees fan, the level of hatred and disdain for that home run and an eventual Yankees win that day was epic.
Wow. Yeah, I can only imagine, because Boston's probably the only other place that I feel like I'd be that afraid than Philly, of course. But my question for you is, say the zombie apocalypse is upon us, just hypothetically.
All right.
Of course. I mean, even though I hope you're preparing. Who do you want on your team in terms of NASCAR drivers? You need 3 people who are going to help you survive.
All right. So, good one. Right now, I need somebody strong to carry me while I'm nursing this quad injury that you'll hear tomorrow about in the Pit Lane Parlay episode. So, let's see here. I'm going to bring Ross Chastain, because we will be...
be chucking watermelons at the zombies.
Well, I was going to say we would be, you know, eating watermelons, so we would have some sort of nourishment on our journey.
Yeah, because he just has a stash of them at all times.
I mean, he brings watermelons to the racetrack in case he wins. So, like, I'm sure he's got, like, you know, we can just hide at his watermelon farm for a while or something like that.
True. I think it is in pretty much the middle of nowhere, Panhandle, Florida. Yeah. So the zombies are not going to survive there.
We're talking current NASCAR drivers, right? I can't be like Richard Petty.
Well, I don't know why you would choose Richard Petty.
I'm not. That's why I asked that.
I mean, the King is awesome, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I would put him on my team for zombie apocalypse.
No,
he's very old now. So
I am going to say, I need somebody.
If you want to pick someone retired, yeah, you can. Like Tony Stewart, if you wanted to pick him.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. I'll leave that one for you just in case. I'm gonna say Kyle Larson because he can drive any sort of thing with four wheels. So if we need to get out of somewhere in a hurry, I need a good escape driver. All right, so we've got food, we've got an escape driver, and let's go with Denny Hamlin because that man is crazy and not afraid of anything and speaking his mind. So if you get yourself in a tough situation with a zombie or a person, you know, kind of like Walking Dead style, where like there's all sorts of like people just fighting people and the show goes to shit, I want Denny Hamlin on my side.
Okay. That's a pretty good lineup. I'm trying to think of who I would go with. I wanted to just say Ryan Newman because that guy is like just a tough farmer.
Sure. Like,
but I'm not going to pick him because I don't know. He seems like he might not be that fun to hang out with. I don't know. His personality seems very serious. So I'm going to go with the current drivers. See, I thought this was going to be fun to ask you, and then I didn't think about who to pick for myself, of course, as always.
So let me recap my pick. My picks were Ross Chastain. My pick was Denny Hamlin, and my pick was Kyle Larson.
Okay. I have a couple of ideas.
All right.
So number one is going to be Daniel Hemric because that guy looks jacked.
Okay.
So I think he definitely works out, or it could be Corey LaJoie, I guess. He looks pretty jacked too. Either one of those guys looks pretty strong. They definitely lift weights. I think then I'd also probably go with Martin Truex Jr. because he has that whole Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's sponsorship deal. So I assume he's a wilderness type guy. Maybe he has some supplies and knows how to survive out there in the woods and hunt and everything. I'm going to go with him.
Okay.
And then the last one, it's tough because I almost want to just use someone as like a human shield or like human sacrifice, but I'm not, that was my first thought, but I'm not going to say who I would have chosen for that. It's not maybe who you would have expected.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess, I don't know. I guess I'm just going to have to go with, wow, this is actually much harder. Eric Jones. Let's go with Eric Jones. He likes to read, so he can, you know, I can
entertain.
Yeah, he'll have a stash of books in his bus or something that I'll be able to read.
All right.
While we're waiting out the zombie apocalypse to find out where the last ones that survived.
All right, let's talk Martinsville. I have one complaint. I want to get your take on it. We'll go over predictions, kind of talk briefly. I think my complaint is really the story of the weekend. This short track package has to change. Now, I have heard the race in person was better than watching it on TV, and the Fox coverage is pretty dreadful. They had this graphic that was like the last five winners at Martinsville prior to Sunday, and they weren't, and none of them were right. Like, they were
really
totally wrong. So,
I missed that.
You know, something like, you know, Bristol earlier when we got all that tire wear made the short track racing awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So two things need to happen. We NASCAR needs to get over their shit about this horsepower thing and up the horsepower that will make the tires degrade a little bit more. or NASCAR needs to go to Goodyear and go, listen, these tires are great, but because they're a bigger size, they're not degrading at all right now. You know, it was it was easy to just drive around.
Yeah, Joey Logano running 180 laps. I mean, yeah, at that point he had tears in his tires from what I saw on the broadcast. But it took 180 laps to get to that point.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not saying they need to have tire blowouts every 10 laps, but we just need a little bit of fall off in these tires. It's just painful. The only time there was some intrigue in passing is when Hamlin started bumping Logano for the lead, and you know that kind of started a little bit of an accordion effect. And you're going, okay, like this is going to get good, and then it wasn't. So something's got to change because short track racing, which is kind of like, other than the Daytona 500, kind of like the bread and butter of NASCAR for many years, like, you know, gets tempers going and whatnot, is just utter garbage right now. And the fact that the TV ratings were essentially flat when going up against Caitlin Clark in the NCAA women's tournament final is, you know, it's not a home run, but that's impressive. And it's not going to continue that, you know, when they go against the Masters this weekend. Now it's not a short track again, but you know, something's got to change with the short track races. Otherwise people are not going to go or not pay attention. You could see a Martinsville lose one of its races because nobody's going to go anymore. So something's got to change.
Yeah. I mean, the short tracks are usually the most chaotic and some of the most interesting. So it was a little bit disappointing. I thought Richmond was more interesting. Not going to say that it was way better, but yeah, you're spot on about Martinsville. So they're going to do something about it because NASCAR, I've already seen, has talked about this. This is not going to be something that they're just going to sit on. It does not really, from what I gather or from what we've seen in the past, what that series does. They make changes and they try to adjust these things when they're encountering problems. So I expect them to come up with something. I don't know if it's going to be during the season or if it's going to be something that would happen for next season, but this will be a solution that is addressed at least in some way. They're not just going to sit down and pretend that it's okay and let it happen because it's not really something they can be complacent about.
Agreed. All right. I think that's the only thing I really even want to say about Martinsville. So how did our predictions go?
I was going to say one other thing about it, actually.
Okay.
And that was that watching Joey Logano get passed by like the entire top 10 after Denny moved him out of the way, I could just picture Joey in the car raging. And it was kind of hilarious, but also I felt a little bad for the guy because he had just led so many laps and then he just gets passed by everyone, just like a freight train of all the cars running by him. It was kind of sad to watch, but it was entertaining. So there is that. And he finished okay. I mean, he finished up sixth. Not bad.
Yeah.
Our predictions though, for a good weekend, I said that Chase Elliott was going to have a good weekend. He finished third. It's his best result of the year. So I'll take that. You chose Kyle Busch, and I don't believe he had a good weekend. He finished 16th, which was fine, but
not good.
Not really. Bad weekend. I said Ross Chastain, who I don't really remember him being in the picture at all. He finished 14th. That's fine. I wouldn't really put that as a bad weekend. It's just average. You said Brad Keselowski. He was pretty awful. He finished 24th, and he and Chris Buescher were basically nowhere. So I'll give you that one. For poll, I chose our interview guest from last week, Ryan Preece, who had best result of the season. Yep. Yeah, so I think we're good luck, and Ryan needs to come back on at some other point later in the year, maybe before New Hampshire, that he said he was going to win. Yeah. We'll have him on. We'll figure out how to make that work, but we need to give him some good luck because he just finished 9th, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just the top 10, but it's by far his best result of the year. However, he did not win pole. He did qualify decently, though. I don't know why I can't remember where he qualified. He qualified... Never mind. He qualified 22nd. For some reason, I thought it was better than that.
Yeah.
You said Ty Gibbs was going to get pole. He definitely did not.
Nope.
He qualified 15th. So that's not awful. Top manufacturer. I said Chevy. And you said Toyota.
Three, four Chevys, and there was one, two Toyotas.
What, in the top 10?
Yeah.
Three Toyotas in the top 10. Bubba, Denny, Reddick. And Truex. I'm looking at qualifying. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Hamlin finished in 11th.
Yeah. Sorry. I was still on qualifying. It's like, oh, what are you talking about? Yeah, you're right. I would say Chevy won that one. Yeah. I chose correctly. Ford looked better this weekend, and they talked about that on the broadcast. Also, to touch on what you said about the coverage being bad, I'm enjoying Kevin Harvick still a lot.
Awesome. He's fantastic.
Yeah. So he is literally carrying the booth on his back because his presence, I think, enhances Clint Bowyer because they're able to chat as friends almost and talk about driving more than he used to with, I don't know, whenever Jeff Gordon or Tony Stewart were in the booth. And I don't know, Mike Joy, maybe I was just a hater, but he doesn't seem as bad as he has to me previously. He seems less annoying than I remember.
Yeah, I don't remember being annoyed by him in the last couple races, at least. I don't really remember before that either, but yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, so it was just, I don't know what you're talking about with, because I didn't see that with the wrong winners, but that's kind of hilarious. Yeah. The only thing I will, I guess, touch on for Martinsville is that it had a really special, and they covered this a ton on the broadcast, but it was really special for Hendrick Motorsports and Rick Hendrick because I guess he was recovering from knee surgery, so he wasn't able to be there. But it was the 40th anniversary of their first cup win with Jeff Bodine in 1984 at Martinsville. Nice. And so if you want to see the full story to that, just go watch Days of Thunder because that's the official like autobiographical film of Rick Hendrick. Kind of actually, but it was cool that Byron got a win and that all the Hendrick cars looked good. It's not a surprise that they did, but you know, to win at the same track on your 40th anniversary of that win, that's a very, to me, Roger Penske type thing to do. And I would equate these two guys as just titans of
for sure
sport. Roger Penske, not as much in NASCAR as in IndyCar, but Rick Hendrick is the Penske of NASCAR.
Yes.
Okay, I've got like one piece of news before we preview Texas, and that is, I guess they've had a bunch of personnel changes on the 3 car of Austin Dillon, and I'm not just calling this out because he annoys me. I'm just saying because that's actually something that's interesting. That they're making these changes, and he didn't do really any better this weekend, but maybe it's going to take some time before these crew changes will take effect. I remember them doing this in the past too. And I don't know. Maybe Austin is somebody who needs very specific things from the car. I actually don't know.
Talent.
That's the case. Yeah, that too. But I don't know. It's kind of a Lance Stroll situation where like he's not abysmal, right?
Yeah.
But that seat is deserved by someone else. And
have you ever wanted to know how to win a Formula One Grand Prix? I mean, really know about the driver tactics from the cockpit, the strategy calls from the pit wall, and even the mind games in the paddock. There's a lot more that goes into winning a Grand Prix than just 90 minutes of racing. So every week on the F1 Strategy Report, we're taking a deep dive into the decisions that shape every result. Hey there, my name is Michael Laminato, and every week I'm joined by an expert guest from the paddock to talk through the big calls that won the race and the missteps that resulted in bitter defeat. Before every race, we'll look back at the previous year's result and consult the current form guide, and we'll be in your feed after every Grand Prix dissecting the outcome and what it means for the championship. So for your regular hit of Formula One analysis, subscribe to the F1 Strategy Report wherever you get your favorite podcasts. The Strategy Report is a Beer Mogul podcast on the Evergreen Podcasts Network. My name's Michael Laminato, and I'll catch you after the checkered flag.
Pit Pass Moto, sponsored by Moto America, is the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings the biggest names in motorcycle racing right to you. From candid interviews with the top names in racing to providing insights into the trends and trendsetters driving the motorcycle industry, we have you covered. New episodes are available every Thursday at pitpassmoto.com and on your favorite podcast app. Ride on.
The family connection is what's causing him to remain in the series. And I don't know why Ty Gibbs gets like the short end of the stick. Or not Ty Gibbs. I'm sorry. Ty Dillon. Ty Gibbs is another family member, Nepo baby, but he's actually really talented. So anyway, yeah, I don't know why Ty Dillon is kind of left to fend for himself. But I guess if you were just taking up both RCR cars with Dillon's, it would not be a good look.
Yeah.
All right. Let's preview Texas because that's where they're headed this weekend.
Yeah, Texas. It's either going to be an interesting race or complete garbage because it's Texas.
As a state, or you mean the speedway?
The speed. Well, the speedway.
I was just trying to trigger some, get people from Texas after you. See if I could make you say something damning. But yeah, we'll see. I don't remember recently there being a lot of super amazing races at Texas, but it's been probably a few years since I've watched a full race there for NASCAR.
Yeah, I mean, the it's another PJ1 track, and you know, we've talked about it plenty on the IndyCar side, but I'm less than optimistic right now.
However, I do have to say, I mean, it's never, I'm never one to count this guy out because no one ever does and no one ever should, but Kyle Larson, just bringing up another consistent finish. Like, this is very much a championship year type drive. I mean, it's only the eighth race that we've just got through, so we have plenty more, but William Byron with a third win, and he's only in fourth in the point standings. It's interesting. It shows you how consistent the guys in front of him have been, like Denny Hamlin. Truex. Yeah. you called him Dennis, one of the previous
episodes. Yeah, but I did that on purpose. That threw me off.
I know. I don't know what I just called him, the Hamburglar or something. Denny Hamlurgler. Whatever I just said. And you had to like point out that I flubbed his name. But and Kyle Larson. So with that, let's preview Texas. We'll do the same predictions we've been doing, because then maybe I should go back before it gets too far into the season so I can actually tally up how many wins each of us has, so one of us can be declared
the ultimate winner.
Yeah, and I need to see. I don't know how my Grid Rival Fantasy did.
I jumped up to like 56th overall, although on the F1 one, I jumped up to 35th, and I haven't even watched F1 this year.
Nice. Well, that's just how predictable it is. Okay, I'm in 100 and I'm still like below 100. I'm 133rd. I'm pretty sure I was like 140 something, 150 something pretty recently. Yeah. So I'm slowly, I don't know which race it was where most of my drivers got wrecked out, but that happened to me and it really damaged my standings at that point, but I'm coming back. So let's make some picks. Who's going to have a good weekend at Texas?
Tyler Reddick.
Okay.
Mostly because I looked up at the entry list and he was the first name that I saw.
What's up, guys? I wanted to introduce you to the newest sponsor of the show here, and that would be Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest way to get in on all of the action across all of the sports, including motorsports. Again, Underdog Fantasy and their pick 'em game. Just pick higher or lower on your favorite or least favorite driver stats, and you can win up 20 times your money in a single night. So example, let's say you are really not a Brad Keselowski fan. So the pick is going to be higher or lower than finishing in seventh place. So you're going to click that lower button and off you're running for the day to see if you can win some money. Underdog keeps it super simple with their easy to use website and mobile apps. All you need to do, pick between two and five players to fill out your pick'em entry. You get everything right, and you're going to take home some serious cold hard cash. Use promo code PPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $500 by Underdog. A little bit more on why I think Underdog is such an awesome website to use. First off, their website is easy to use, and so is their app. There are no waivers, trades, or lineup setting. There's nothing to worry about other than setting a couple guys in your picks. Underdog lets you draft a fantasy team in just a couple minutes. Again, please use promo code PPN for Pit Pass NASCAR, and they'll double your deposit up to $100 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit of $10 or more. You deposit $100, you're getting $100 free. Join now, and we'll start having a Underdog Fantasy segment in each and every episode going forward after this week.
Okay, let's see. Who is going to do well at Texas? Didn't that used to be like a Jimmy Johnson track? Didn't he dominate there? Yeah. So I don't even remember who won there last year, and I should probably know that. So I'm going to look real quick and find out, because I'm going to look at previous data to see who did well. Texas. Where was it in the season? Oh, wow. Did Texas didn't have a race until the playoffs last year?
Yeah.
Okay. And William Byron won. Who finished second? Ross Chastain. And third was Bubba. Okay, I'm going to go with Bubba. He had a good weekend, and so we picked teammates. But it was really impressive qualifying at Martinsville. I just think he's been pretty solid this season and that he's carrying momentum. He's going to get a win at some point.
All right.
I don't know. He finished third there last year, and I think he led maybe the most laps. So it looks like it has a little asterisk next to his third place there on the chart on Wikipedia, which I assume he led the most laps. So I'm going to go with him.
Okay.
Get redemption.
Okay. Bad weekend. Then, you're up first.
Yeah. Who did really poorly? I'm looking at the results and kind of cheating on this one, but it's okay with me. Let's see. Are you pulling them up now so you can also? Oh, okay.
I'm literally at this point in the day completely exhausted from a long day. So I am looking at the entry list and choosing blind this week. I'm doing no rational thought into this one.
I'm going to go with Austin Cindric. He didn't do very well there last year, and I don't feel like he's been having an excellent season. He was entertaining, however, in the Xfinity booth with
very good
Blaney. They were good together, so that was cool. And I think somebody's coming up in the booth next. I think it's Ross Chastain, actually, is going to be in the booth for his first shot at it.
Okay.
For the Xfinity race this coming weekend in Texas, and that'll be interesting to see, too.
I will take Kyle Busch.
Okay.
And that means I'm up first for poll winner.
Yep.
Let's go with Chris Bell.
Yeah, that was really interesting. Basically, what his lug nut fell off and the wheel lodged itself under the car instead of coming all the way off, which kind of allowed him to save it instead of being totally stranded, but it wasn't a good race. I do think the Yahoo car looks cool, though.
It does, yeah.
I think pole is difficult to choose, especially at a super speedway. It looks like Bubba Wallace got pole there last year, maybe. But let's go with William Byron. He has momentum.
All right, you're up first for whatever the hell's next.
The manufacturers. So I'll go with Toyota this week because I think it's just going to be flip-flop that Toyota's going to do well at the super speedways, even though Chevy's been doing pretty well too. I don't know. It's going to be one or the other. Maybe a Ford will break in, but I'm going to go with Toyota.
I'll take Chevy then. A little flip-flop.
No Ford for you? Triggered from that beautiful
Ford Escape.
Escape that you used to have? Yeah.
Yeah, totally. All right. Well,
let me read the times for everyone real quick. And then we can.
Then we're going to bed.
Yeah, you got ready to end this too quick.
Yeah.
Prematurely.
No comment.
Okay. Weekend schedule. And we've got all three series are there, but I'm not going to read out all the times. I will say that practice for cups begins Saturday, the 13th at 10:35 a.m. Eastern. Qualifying is 11:20 a.m., followed by the Xfinity race pretty early in the day at 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. And then the cup race is on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Why does the NASCAR app? I think it's all on FS1.
Okay.
So, I mean, pretty sure. I know the race is on FS1, so I assume that everything else will be on FS1 too. And there you go. That's your schedule for the weekend.
Hope everybody enjoys it. Again, next week we'll be back. Might be a little bit shorter of an episode depending on how I am at getting packed and ready to leave for a 10-day vacation. So we shall see there. Everybody who has listened to one of these shows for a long time knows that I am always a last-minute packer, so that should be fun. Anyway, enjoy the race this weekend at Texas. Hopefully it's a decent weekend. We'll be back next week to talk about it. Guest host for me the following week. Goodbye.